Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance? Visit AAA.com/insurance for a free quote. Find out how much you could save. Find competitive rates on auto insurance through the Auto Club. Visit AAA.com/insurance today. Now, remember last week in our Crossing Streams segment with Craig Elston, he told us, all right, things are getting a little trickier now because so much was lost during the pandemic. Yeah. All the shows that should have been made last year coming out this year, well, they're a little delayed. So I see that Craig is going to start reaching into a little bit into the Wayback Machine, which is great. Catch up on shows you might have missed in the past as well. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
Great what he's doing for the sport.
Well, yeah, I'm beginning to come around.
Yeah, everyone seems to be coming around. Well, I'm not, Doug.
This man is destroying golf. I saw two big fat naked bikers in the woods off 17 having sex. How am I supposed to chip with that going on, Doug?
How am I supposed to chip is my favorite.
Coming up in Christopher McDonald played Shooter McGavin, and Happy Gilmore is going to be with us. And after we talk to Craig, I will share some of the thoughts from my homework assignment for our listeners as well. Right now, though, Craig Elston, host of the Crossing Streams podcast, is with us. And Craig, first, before we talk TV and streaming, the soccer seemed to respond to my challenge last week quite well.
Oh, Craig's in a better mood today, Ben. Thank you.
Well, no thanks to you. Yes, I agree. Two very gritty defensive wins for the old boys, taking down the league's favorite this year, Florida, on their home field in overtime, beating Tacoma on Sunday. And the boys are right back at it tonight, guys. They've flown to St. Louis, Missouri. They made that flight yesterday, and it'll actually be exciting if you can tune in on Facebook pay-per-view tonight, because the Shockers will be wearing retro throwbacks right from their first year, for, you know, like 1979 to 1982 kids. We will be using these next year at home, so they'll have a chance to see them at home and bid on them. But if you want to watch them and watch the boys run around in the same uniform Julie V used to, that's coming up tonight at 5:30 against the St. Louis Rams.
Who against the St. Louis who? Woods needs to hear this.
Ambush.
The Ambush. What was the old St. Louis team? The throwback
Steamers.
Ones. The Steamers.
Yeah, the Steamers.
St. Louis Steamers was.
Somebody's got bits, and they're in St. Louis. Do you like new Ambush or old Ambush, Ben?
Bush, 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 Bush.
Wood, you're going to like this. Craig, it's time for you to do that Hulu that you do.
My soul just left my body. It's now flying out over Arrow Drive. It's gone. It's gone. What in the world? Did you see how excited he was?
Yeah, I got a line for Craig.
He's been writing that.
I got a new line that I worked up this week for Craig.
Do that. What about if it's not on Hulu?
Do that Hulu that you do. Well, it can be any streaming platform, but only Hulu works in my line.
I can't do this anymore.
we'll suffer on, boys. We'll suffer on. I liked it, Ben. I thought it was funny.
Thank you.
Amazing.
So three shows, three different platforms, three different genres, three different ways to hopefully tickle your fancy. This weekend, and Ben, I heard you mention it in the tease. It's true. In fact, this week's Crossing Streams podcast is titled Preparing for the Great Streaming Drought Ahead. because it's happening. There's a paucity of brand new shows. I do have one great new movie to recommend at the end of this segment. But part of what Liddy Lurie and I did on yesterday's podcast is went through like the top 50 shows of the 2010s and said, what didn't we watch? You know, what's available? What's been replatformed that maybe you never got the chance to see? First show I'm recommending fits exactly in that category. A show that was critically acclaimed. It ran from 2014 to 2016, but on a platform almost nobody has anymore, Cinemax. which when I was growing up, we used to call Skinamax. Yeah, and it was the one that you'd watch Friday nights after 11 p.m.
You'll be shocked. Woods is nodding here.
I'm nodding in agreement.
Woods is nodding.
Love shocking. Skinamax.
Right? I mean, I never knew they ran movies.
Why would you even pay for it, if, like, for movies? That's not why you had Cinemax when you were a kid.
Right? But this actually was a show that HBO offshot to them at the time. And now it is on HBO Max on the Big Purple platform. We're talking about The Nick, a hospital drama set in 1900 New York. And if you're looking for a great prestige show, something that's really going to be high quality, but you probably missed the first time, check out The Nick on HBO Max. This is as stylish a show as you're going to find. And look no further than the director's chair, because one of our great film directors of the last 30 years, Steven Soderbergh, directed every single episode of the two seasons of The Nick. So it's got that film style. It's just absolutely beautiful to look at. It's so smartly constructed. And it stars Clive Owen. He is the head of surgery at a New York hospital in 1900 that's considered at the cutting edge of medical procedure for 1900. You know, and it's kind of like St. Elsewhere meets Deadwood or Peaky Blinders, because you've got this whole hospital industry and they're trying to keep the lights on, literally. You've got the ambulance man who's going around town looking for bodies wherever he can find them and kind of nudging them to make sure that they're alive so that he can get paid. You've got the doctor that's a cocaine addict trying a procedure that's never been done before.
Oh, God. It was medicine back then, though, so it's okay.
Yeah, it was medicine.
That's exactly right.
God,
they're
days.
Using it, and they're like, it's the most incredible thing. There are some surgery scenes that if you're the type of person like me, you're going to look
at. Well, Craig, you know? I've watched Deadwood, and when they get sick in Deadwood, I'm like, that's it for me. I'm out, everybody. Like, it's gnarly.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So, you know, there's going to be a tad of the squeamish. I'm squeamish for stuff like that, even fake movie blood. But there's less of it than you'd think, and it is a tremendous show. I'm about halfway through the first season. It is great. It's funny at times. You know, it's captivating. It's got a great storyline. So check out The Nick. There's two seasons available. You won't be disappointed. It is something that, if nothing else, is extremely stylish to look at and a lot of fun.
All right, from like 6 years in the past to, well, quite a bit older than that.
Well, from cocaine-addicted doctors to Muppets, The Muppet Show.
Absolutely, guys. I got to tell you that Friday night, you know, week ago this time, but in the nighttime, right? My family sat down. We watched WandaVision. We had a good time. People were kind of winding down. I'm like, oh, well, what else is going on? We clicked back, and that night, Disney Plus had dropped all 5 seasons of the original Muppet Show. The original Muppet Show, back from CBS from 1977 to 1981. And it was such a delight to see that on a modern platform. I immediately clicked play. My 9.5-year-old boy and I watched 2 episodes, you know, last night, and last week, and we've been cranking out 1 or 2 episodes of The Muppet Show a day ever since. Rediscover your childhood, you know, and bring the whole family to the catch. This is truly one of the greatest classic television shows in American history, The Muppet Show. That may sound braggadocious or over the top, but it's absolutely true. If you think about the genre, and it was specific to the time, okay, but the genre of the variety show, that was essentially created and molded by The Muppet Show. What you saw in the 1970s, having a guest star, having a musical act, having, you know, sketches and skits, and it really all came from The Muppet Show. You'll see, so as a result, you'll get to see all these crazy guest stars. And I think we watched Ruth Buzzy and Sandy Duncan, you know, so really going back in the time machine. The comedy and music, of course, of Jim Henson, Frank Oz, some content that's really wildly dated and doesn't hold up. Other stuff really rings true. And what I'd like to say is if you were a kid like I was when this show was on, you can rewatch it now and get all the jokes that were intended for your parents. And if you were a parent when this originally was on, well, we are on AM radio right now, so there's a percentage chance you are listening.
We're on FM.
FM, damn it.
Sorry, you know. We're totally FM, Craig.
Well, you say watch it with the whole family. I think my 3-year-old son, Bo, would be more into The Nick, though, than the Muppet Show.
Quick round the horn here. Favorite Muppet or Muppets? Does everyone?
I was Oscar the Grouch guy.
He's a Sesame Street Muppet.
Who's the Muppet?
Well, like, you know, Kermit the Frog.
Oh, Kermit.
Fozzie Bear.
Oscar
Gonzo.
Wasn't with them?
No, he was on Sesame Street. The Muppet
totally
show was Miss Piggy and Fozzie and Kermit.
I liked Fozzie Bear.
Paulie, you have a favorite Muppet?
Gonzo.
I love Statler and Waldorf, the two old guys.
Oh, the old guys were great.
They take shots at everybody. They are hilarious.
Those guys were great.
I also like Bunsen and Beaker, the scientists.
Weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Bunsen and Beaker. But, you know, I'm a Kermit guy. I'll go right to the top, you know, to introduce our guest star. It's what I'm here to do.
You know, pretty good.
I absolutely love
it. If I ever need a Kermit voice, will you do a bit for us?
Yes, 100%. I've got a good Kermit. I do have a good Kermit. So, yeah, check out The Muppet Show. It's a complete delight, and you will be, like, stunned by seeing these 1978 funnies come to life.
It's okay, like a kind of torture to have to watch the show.
What is happening right now?
Statler and Waldorf.
That was really good.
Thank you.
You're right. It is torture.
I know. All right. Last up here, Craig. God.
Last up, our top recommendation for the weekend, guys. And it is a new movie currently showing in theaters nationwide, but also streaming on Hulu, and that is Nomadland. And if you're looking for a sure Oscar-nominated performance, a portrait of American life more real than anything you could watch, please check out Nomadland this weekend. We watched it this week, talked about it on Crossing Streams podcast. This is a tremendous, tremendous movie. Frances McDormand is the star. She is one of our great treasures in this country as an actress, someone I've been a fan of all the way back to Blood Simple, Raising Arizona, and Fargo, and everything in between until this day. In Nomadland, she plays Fern. Fern, before the film begins, has lost her husband to cancer, has lost her job and her entire town to economic change, a town that used to be a mining town that's completely shut down. And when you meet her, she now lives in a van. She drives from here to there. She works the gig economy of the U.S. in the winter. She's an Amazon employee. She's a seasonal summer RV camp employee. Odd jobs, shifts here and there, you know, schlepping potatoes. This is a no frills, no makeup, no shortcut performance. And if that sounds like it's going to be difficult to watch, trust me when I tell you it's not. It's actually a movie that will fill your heart. Honest to God, this is the kind of American storytelling we need. There's so many new movies, shows where everyone has a superpower, everyone has $1 billion, you know, everyone is 17 and looks like a pinup model, et cetera. That's not the true America. That's not what we're all actually doing day to day. And this movie, in many ways, in very quiet ways as well. This is, you know, kind of like Normal People, which is a show recommended last year. This is a show that doesn't have a big score. It's not going to bang you over the head. You know, it's camping a lot, and it's conversation, and it's heart. It's really heartfelt. This is a strong, determined, quiet, beautiful movie. Anything but a bummer. It's a trip you'll never forget. Check out Nomadland, an absolutely gorgeous show that is an essential story.
No, you had me at Frances McDormand. She is, you nailed it. She is a treasure.
Fargo, everything she's been
unbelievably in. Talented actress.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Craig, fantastic as always. Good luck to you and the Sockers this week, and I will talk to you next week.
Take care, boys. Look forward to it.
See you, buddy.
Craig Elston right there.
I'm all in on Nomadland. All in on it. Nick will make me sick to my stomach. And I don't think Bo will be into the Muppet Show, but the Nick, that kind of stuff just skeeves me out like Craig too. I may give it a whirl because I love Clive Owen and Steven Soderbergh's incredible, but that Nomadland sounds right up my alley.
Speaking of HBO Plus, that was where I was able to access my homework assignment last night. We have Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald joining us from Happy Gilmore coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, how do you want to work this? Do you want to ask me questions about what I thought, or do you just want me to go right into my review of Happy Gilmore?
I'd like to interview you.
Okay.
Anytime I get a chance to sit down with an enigma such as yourself. This movie is 25 years old.
Yep.
And you never watched it. I did have a theory on our old station that you thought that possibly you were too good for Happy Gilmore because it delves into one of your favorite passions, and that's the game of golf. And it doesn't, it flaunts, it's It goes against the conventions of golf, which can be a stodgy sport. And Happy Gilmore comes in and he changes the game, but not in a good way, in your opinion. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, you're right to a certain extent. It was silly to me, not because of necessarily of Adam Sandler's silly performance. He's silly in everything. That's what he's doing. The golf makes no sense whatsoever. Even if you could hit the ball 400 plus yards the way he does and straight, if you can't shorten it up or, you know, control the distance, not going to help you. I mean, he's going to shoot 140 every time he's out there.
Well, but he had that hockey stick putter to help him.
The last tournament, that's it, at the end. Just ridiculous. The golf is ridiculous. Some people knock Tin Cup because Tin Cup is very realistic golf to me. On the PGA Tour, it's a much more realistic golf movie. This is like completely just makes a mockery of golf, which didn't sit that well with me. That being said, I actually did like the movie a little bit more than I thought I would, for one reason and one reason alone.
Julie Bowen.
Well, two reasons and two reasons together. Sure. Julie is she's
phenomenal.
I didn't even know she was in it. I go, is that pre Modern Family Julie Bowen?
Oh yeah. Wow.
Okay. Yep. The other is Christopher McDonald as Shooter McGavin, who I will convince you is the real protagonist of this tragedy of a story. Here's a guy, Woods, who he's worked for years to reach the pinnacle of his sport with a short game that would make Phil Mickelson weep. I mean, the guy chips in from everywhere. He drains putts from everywhere.
He does.
He is magical on the green. It's amazing what he can do. And all of a sudden, he's right there on the cusp. And he gets upstaged by this uncouth upstart who literally commits at least two felony crimes per scene. I mean, assault, property destruction, like, he should be arrested multiple times during this movie, yet no one holds him accountable. He gets threatened by the commissioner to get thrown off the tour. That's it. No one holds him accountable for anything.
You know why? Because he makes money for the tour. He gets eyes on the sport.
Meanwhile, Shooter tries to win him over with his charm and humor. He's got a great line about spending more time in the sand than David Hasselhoff. Yeah, he uses it a lot, but I do the same thing. I understand. You know, you get a good line, you got to go with it. Happy never even really gives him a chance because he's so focused on his own problems.
Got to get the money, save the grandma's house,
right?
Which is nice.
Still, Shooter remains nonviolent, even though he's threatened with bodily harm over and over again by Happy. He's always like, no, man. He's backing off. He wants to be the good guy. Finally, at the end, and I get it. Yes, he had someone run him over he didn't want. You could tell that I just wanted you to bother him. I didn't want you to run him over with a VW. That was on that fan guy.
Yeah.
Finally, when it comes to the Tour Championship, Shooter's forced to hit the most ridiculous shot ever off the foot of Jaws from James Bond.
Yes.
And not even Tiger in his prime could have pulled this thing off. Somehow he manages to hit it onto the green from his foot. And then a bunch of Happy's hoodlum fans vandalize the TV tower. It falls onto the green. And then Happy pulls off the luckiest shot ever to beat Shooter McGavin. I would have gone crazy at that point as well. After everything that Shooter had to go through, the tragedy of Shooter McGavin. And then, by the way, at the end, still ends up paying off the grandma's house for Happy and his grandma, who get to move back in. You know who paid for that house? Shooter paid for that house. Shooter paid for it.
You know, the parallels to Happy Gilmore, Shooter McGavin, and Ben and Woods, and other radio hosts and shows is one that I think is a real thing. We are the Happy Gilmore. But you want to be Shooter McGavin.
Absolutely.
There's a million Shooter McGavins. There's only one Happy Gilmore. Do it differently. Change it up. Make your own rules. Do your own thing.
If I could chip like Shooter, I'd be so happy. And so would you.
I absolutely would. You know I'm a terrible... terrible chipper. But if I could drive like Happy.
Everyone says, oh, he's such a jerk. He fired his caddy. The caddy recommended a 5-iron from 5 feet off the green. I'd fire the caddy too. He's an idiot. His caddy was an idiot.
You're fired. You're fired.
I love that line.
Chip in with the wedge. 5-iron.
5-iron, huh?
Are you insane? Of course he's fired. He's the worst caddy in history.
Back to your shanties.
How many times has Ben thought to yourself, Go back to your shanties.
Every time he's played
Every
with
time
us.
He's played with us. 100%. Go back to your shanties. God, he goes home to Shell. God, these guys.
Tour next on The Fan.